you know, the boy-girl thing is very prominent with that age child. Puberty starts to step in, and there's all kinds of issues that go with that. And we thought, you know, we're really looking for different ways to reach these kids and make sure that they get what they need. So let's look at maybe this might be a good choice for parents for a different approach with their children in fifth grade.
So this would be a voluntary thing that parents could sign their kids up for?
Legally, we can't force them to be in there. What we're hoping is that there's going to be enough interest. And just talking with parents so far, informally, it sounds like we might have the interest.
So, Principal Wallace, do you hope then by having all girls in one class and all boys in another class that you're going to get rid of that whole boy-girl puberty thing you referred to?
I hope so. It's going to certainly cut down on it because they can't show off for each other in the classroom. But aside from that, that's one advantage. If you ever read anything about learning styles, the thing that popped into my head was, how in the world have they learned in classrooms together? They perceive the world in different ways. Boys, it's through motion, taking things apart, seeing how it works. With girls, it's more emotional. They need the connection. They want to work in groups and have a connection with their peers. And it goes on and on. So if we can separate them and give them the ideal conditions, we're hoping that that's going to raise their achievement.
Isn't there some advantage, though, also to having the boy-girl interaction in a classroom to, I don't know, help them to be more on their best behavior to some extent?
Absolutely, and that's why, even though this is a single-gender class, they will not be segregated or taken apart through the whole day. It'll just be in their core academic areas. They will eat lunch together. They will go to their art, music, PE, to the library, the computer lab, and recess. All of that will be intermingled with their peers. That way, they do get some interaction and learn how to cope with each other's differences and find that they have things alike as well.
You refer to the interaction that boys and girls have at this fifth grade age being a distraction. Girls at that age and boys at that age, when they get together with their own gender, have another type of interaction that could be equally distracting.
And we have talked about that. And before the instruction gets into full swing, it's like at the beginning of the school year, there has to be some community building. There has to be boundaries set. Because, for example, everybody knows little girls talk and giggle. I know that may be a problem. And I've noticed a lot of times when a group of little boys get together, there's always that competition for who's the alpha male in the group. So I know that's going to bring its own set of problems. And we have talked about some strategies to help deal with that as they come along.
Are you hoping that test scores will be affected in any way by this class?
Absolutely. That is what I think intrigued me the most, was the fact that in some schools that we have seen that you saw a tremendous increase in just 1 year.
Now, there have been single-gender courses tried in other schools where it has not been deemed successful by
That's
the administrators.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What would make you decide that this had not been successful after giving it a try at Jefferson?
If I saw absolutely no difference or not anything that was statistically different about the two ways, possibly if I meet with big resistance from my parents, if for some reason their behavior decreases instead of increases. So, you know, there's a lot of things we're going to be watching for. I would hope we would do it longer than 1 year before we made any rash decisions. I think it would have to be just a complete disaster for us to abandon it after 1 year.